Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Can't even talk about it.
Good.
So, I see a jealousy as you watching. You watching. Kind of sexy to me. How you watching?
I'm killing you with them legs.
better yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kinda something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. I talk like shit, cause I can back it up. I got a big ego.
Don't judge me. And I know that I'm being hateful, but that ain't enough. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
One love to all of you, beautiful, magnificent deep divers. Let me send you some good ass energy. Take that, take that, take that. Look at this beautiful place, deep divers. In the heart of nature, I landed here. I'm like, oh, I'm here all of a sudden. I'll take it because nature heals. Nature heals. And nature adopted me when I was like 3 years old. I grew up in nature. Got my first meal in nature. Go to sleep in nature. Do a little samba in nature. But the reason why I'm in the heart of nature every single day is because it moves me out of the hypnosis. It moves me out of a disconnected state into a more connected state. Nature is so good for your mental health. And deep divers, I really do hope you are taking care of your mental health. Now, check this out. The world's under mass hypnosis, and nobody knows it. We got a whole lot to talk about. Raising the frequency, raising the vibration. Breathe with me, deep divers. Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby, sprinkling that good ass energy on you right now.
Hey, it's Brian from SamCart, and I've been testing something recently that I think you're going to find to be really encouraging and super useful, and it's a new way that I've figured out how to sell any type of
good ass.
Let me, raw day, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I wanted to just hop in real quick just to say, pardon the ass, you guys. Because they have a technology now to where if it's anything like, if it's like at a peak of high frequency, you know, and the frequency starting to peak and it's good for your soul, then it'll be interrupted with ads, okay? So this is a way of distracting you and throwing you off of frequency and off of your game. So I hope you guys can kind of, you know, feel and weed through how they interrupt with the ads, but just know that that's also by design.
Energy on you right now. Take all of it, deep divers. Now, the world's under mass hypnosis, and nobody cares. Someone sent me a message, and if you've got a message for me, deep divers, add me on Instagram at Ralph Smart. They're like, Ralph, I'm a chosen one. I've always known as a youngster that this world is a big illusion. And right now, I'm dealing with so much right now, Ralph. Like, everyone around me just seems like a zombie. It's like no one's in there. Everyone is just on their smartphones. And I'm finding it hard to connect with real, authentic people because it seems like they're under this massive hypnotic spell. How can I get out, Ralph? Shout out to all the chosen ones. Shout out to all the light workers. Shout out to all the deep divers. The early Christians were called the Gnostics. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. Religion is for people who are afraid to go to hell. Spirituality is for people who've already been there. Slow motion this side. But the Gnostics were very awake and aware. In fact, the word gnosis emanates from the Greek and it means knowledge. You see, many people are under a big spell right now on the planet, not just because of a global pandemic, but because many people are not in tune with themselves. Like literally deep divers just walk around and look at people's faces. You're not going to be able to see them because they're going to be staring down at their phone. And the world is under mass hypnosis. We see it every single day. When you have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, you realize that the world has become a prison. And the prison is your mind. And we have to learn that we have been conditioned in this society to believe what everyone else is believing, to do what everyone else is doing. Simon says, take a booster. Okay. Simon says, believe what I tell you. Okay. And that was me a long time ago. I was under a big hypnotic spell. But then I came into nature, did a little samba, baby. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. The rest is history. Can I get a hello? Hey. Deep divers, the world's under mass hypnosis. And nobody cares. And I want to share with you how I actually awakened out of the dream spell, because this is what millions of people have been cast under on this planet. We are in spiritual warfare on the planet, and you are being attacked by frequencies and vibrations. Everything is energy. And this is why right now we have to learn how to protect our energy. Fear is energy. Love is energy. But love is a higher energy. Fear is a lower energy. And inside of us, we have a higher nature and we have a lower nature. When you are immersed in your lower nature, you are in the fear frequency. Not only that, you are now a perfect candidate for mind control. And much of the world is under mind control from the media. Did you know, deep divers, by 2030, 99% of the media is going to be owned by one company called BlackRock. They already own 90% of all the media in the world. Disney, Fox News, BBC is owned by an asset management firm called BlackRock. And this is why anything you see on the news is all part of an agenda to make you believe what they want you to believe. And this is part of the mass hypnosis. I don't blame people for like believing everything they're being told about this global pandemic. It's because they're being fed fear 24/7. I don't blame people for having a certain outlook on the world. It's because their history, your history, was given to you by someone who wants to control you. They don't give you the keys to your salvation. They give you the keys to lock yourself in your prison. Slow motion this side. And this is why now more than ever, with everything happening on the planet, we have to make an effort to break the spell, to get out of the hypnosis, the mind control we have all been put under. Many people believe this story they have been told about the world. People are like, Ralph, why do you sometimes put the spinning globe, the earth is flat? Hey, I'm not going to argue with you. I haven't been out to space to see what the earth looks like. Because everything we have been told is a story. It's his story. It's not yours. And how you break the hypnotic spell is by learning how to think for yourself, learning how to trust your intuition, learning how to remind yourself. Groupthink is part of the mass hypnosis. You see, we have mirror neurons. When someone smiles at you, like Ralph Smart, you're going to smile back, right? Right. Monkey see, monkey do. We mimic each other all the time. And that's why when everyone was wearing a face mask, you felt, oh, I've got to wear one too. When the whole world is saying, hey, take a booster, you're like, hey, I've got to take one too. When the whole world is saying, hey, take a booster, you're like, hey, I've got to take one too. Unless you can say, wait a minute, I need critical thinking. I need to stop doing what everyone else is doing, and I need to learn discernment. This is how to break the mass hypnosis. Discernment is the ability to judge well, to say, wait a minute, whose life am I living? We have to create our own reality to break the mass hypnosis. We have to stop watching the idiot box, the television which tells lies to your vision, and we have to start telling our vision. We have to stop reading his story and start saying, what is my story? We have to remind ourselves this fear we have of everything is part of keeping us in mass hypnosis. We have to learn to not be afraid. We have to train our mind to let go of all fear and let love guide us, not fear. You see, there is a force on this planet that does not want to see human beings ascend. I call them the inorganic ones. And they have infiltrated every area of society, area of your life. Music is a tool they use to cast spells. You've heard the expression, music is the universal language. Because everyone can feel it. Can you feel it? I can feel it. But you see, they change the frequencies. Do you know that the standard tuning used to be 432 hertz? And that's linked to the Schumann resonance, 8 hertz, the heartbeat of the earth. But then they changed the frequency to 440 hertz. And I've been playing the guitar for over 15 years. I'm a classical guitarist. And when you change, that 8 hertz is a perceptible difference. I don't feel good when I'm playing the guitar in 440 hertz. I feel beautiful when I'm playing in 432 hertz because that's connected to the elements of life itself. So even the musical frequencies have been altered to keep you in a state of mind control. Ever wondered why rappers are paid millions of dollars to promote messages which don't serve you? Well, what's a rapper? A piece of rubbish. But there's an MC, shout out to KRS-One, shout out to Rakim, who gives you the message, but they have to take the message out of the music so they can dumb down your children. Ever wondered why these celebrities, Selena Gomez, all of these people, they don't say anything? I'm not bashing them. I'm just saying all of the celebrities they gave you, and by the way, we are the real stars. Roll out the red carpet for yourself. But all of these mainstream so-called celebrities are part of keeping you under the spell, the mass hypnosis. And therefore, you got to stop worshiping these celebrities. I mean, they take a number two just like you and start saying, wait a minute, what have they done for me? Are they helping me get free or are they helping me stay in the prison? Okay, I remember listening to music songs, and I'm like, as a youngster, wanting to be like them on MTV, not realizing that they are living an illusion. They're renting the cars. Everything is fake. And this is what they have young people aspiring to be like. So to break the mass hypnosis, change what you are listening to. Also change what you are feeding yourself through your eyes. Change what you are looking at every single day. If you walk around and you're not inspired, move. Come into nature. They have created a prison for you. And you know what the prison is? The smartphone. Slow motion this side. I use this, but I'm not used by this because I remind myself that no technology is as important as a human being. You see, things were designed to be used. They're tools. People were designed to be loved. The problem with the world and the reason why the world is under mass hypnosis is because people are being used and things are being loved. Your smartphone is a prison, and this is what this is all about, moving you into the metaverse. Ain't nobody got time for that. So to move out of this mass hypnosis, say, actually, I'm choosing my humanity over their virtual insanity. To move out of this mass hypnosis, come together with your fellow brother and sister. Put aside your differences. Say, we are all we have. We can only get through all of this by coming together. You see, the inorganic ones, they work together, and they never take a day off. Their only goal on your face and stamp on it really hard. Their goal is to make your life a living misery, because when you are unhappy, they are happy. When you are happy, they are unhappy. When you are at the love frequency, they can no longer exist. When you are at that fear frequency, they eat. It's food. And that's why I told you. There's two times you can be on. Demon time, that's the time they want you on. Demon time. Or angel time. Angel time is when you say, actually, I'm going to do the right thing that's in my heart. And I'm proof you can still make it. I'm being myself, doing a little Samba baby, and I'm still manifesting big. Remind yourself, there is a force.
Again, if you are just coming in, guys, welcome to Hanson Awareness Radio. This clip is almost done, and there is one more to kind of introduce our topic for today. But, you know, just how we can, if you notice how the ads, I was going to do a show on ads. I'll probably need to do one next year to kind of break that down, guys. It's a distraction, okay? So you notice right when they was talking about the jab, you know, COVID-19, because we can see it on the paid platform that I pay for monthly, you know, there's no censorship, okay? So, you know, right at the keywords, you know, right at the key, either keywords or energy peaks, I noted that ads are inserted, guys. So please know that a lot of this stuff is by design, you know what I mean, to kind of sway you and throw you off of, you know, kind of your thought process, but in an avenue of enlightenment, all right? So just in your own personal journeys, you know, just remember and be very mindful of those tedious distractions, you know what I mean? All right, back to the clip. Yep, Royal Day Eternal. We'll be in after this next clip. I think Ralph was done, though. Was he done? Let's see. Almost.
That wants to put you in hypnosis and keep you there for eternity. There is a force on the planet that wants to steal the souls of young children. And right now is spiritual warfare. It's a battle for the hearts and minds of the people. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid because it's my body, My truth, my freedom. Say it with me. My body, my truth, my freedom. You see, the world's under mass hypnosis and nobody cares. Why? Because they're so distracted on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, in the metaverse. They gave you these devices, these apps, TikTok, to distract you from what's really going on, so you think everything is sweet. In Rome, the gladiators, are you not entertained? They gave the masses sports and entertainment to keep them distracted so they can control over them. So remind yourself, entertainment is cool, but entertainment wasn't created to entertain you. It was created to entrain you. There is no such thing as entertainment. When you feel you're being entertained, you're actually being entrained into mind control. Slow motion this side. This is my entertainment. Nature is my entertainment. Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby, is my entertainment. Surrounding myself with people who make me feel like sunlight is my entertainment. Doing cartwheels every single day with the cat down the road is my entertainment. 7-day vegan challenge. Eating to live is my entertainment. And talking of food, I wake up every single day with a whole bunch of grapes in my mouth. And some mangoes. But there's a war that is on your plate. You see, through food, they can control you. And this is why when you remind yourself every single day, you have to remind yourself a lot of the foods you're eating are not real. Cauliflower, carrots, these are all hybrid foods. I learned that from my mentor, Dr. Sabin. So you want to be eating enzyme-rich foods, high alkaline foods, the herbs, the burdock root, the sarsaparilla. Oh, yes, deep divers. Get your body alkaline. The world's under mass hypnosis. And nobody knows it. Every single day, you were told that you have to do what everyone else is doing. No, you don't. You can live the life you've always wanted to live. The 9-to-5. I used to work the 9-to-5, the 9-till-8. And then when I would get out of work, it was pitch black. I'm like, oh, they tricked us. You see, in the morning, as soon as you wake up, the sun is out, you got the energy, you got the inspiration. That's the time you want to be going outside, sun gazing, absorbing that vitamin D. But the hypnosis is that millions of people don't even get to see nature. Millions of people don't even know Mother Nature. Millions of people have never taken their socks off and planted their feet on Mother Nature. This is how to get out of the mass hypnosis. Remind yourself there's a war for your mind. There's a war for your soul. There's a war for your heart. Say soul not for sale. Think for yourself. Just because everyone else is forcing you to do something, booster this, booster that, you can say no and take back your power. So I want to remind you, right now we're living in great times of awakening. And all of this had to happen so you could wake up. A lot of people around this place are disconnected. And it's up to us to say, wait a minute, I don't want to be a zombie. I don't want to be an automaton. I want to be a free human being. And then just say, it's so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Hey. Instead of Facebook being inside all the time, get your ass outside. Instead of watching the TV, turn it off and listen to yourself. Mm. I like that. Mm. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to all of you who have been getting the wonderful good ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes. and Spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you are a sexy ass model, woo, with a whole lot of heart who wants to model the clothing, well, go and buy some, okay? Add me on Instagram, Deep Divers, for more daily inspiration at Ralph Smart, at Infinite Orders, at Official Ralph Smart, and Facebook at Ralph Smart, at Infinite Orders, and Snapchat at That Good Ass Prana, baby. Check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. They tried to bury us, Deep Divers. Scott, we were seeds. The world is under mass hypnosis. Get out. Wake up. Realize the prison is getting smaller. Soon, the prison is going to get so small, it's just going to be a QR code.
Uh-oh.
Think. Get out now. Have a beautiful day, Deep Divers.
Uh-oh. Is that what that's doing?
What is diving deep once again? Stay well.
It makes sense.
Stay healthy. Peace.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Let me just.
It makes sense. What if that is where it's at? Have you noticed how they phase things into existence? You know, it's very cunning how it's played, right?
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Here at the Motivation Classroom, guys, today we're going to be talking about Hollywood, okay? So just to let you guys know, be on it. Ralph, be on it. Yes, he do. Yes, he do, guys. This clip is 14 minutes long. Now, I'm going to post the link so you guys can have a visual. Now, mind you, remember that truth can sometimes be stranger than fiction, okay? So this, again, this is Motivational Classroom. Just for anybody who may be listening, know that this is an educational platform. This is a, this is an educational platform where we all learn and grow. So if you are to, you know, comment or, you know, feel like you want to correct or feel like you know the truth or anything like that, just know that this is a classroom platform. So you're definitely welcome to call in, voice your views. You're definitely calling in to add to, you know, to complement Enhancing Awareness Radio. You know what I'm saying? But this, again, is a breeding ground for all of us to learn, grow together. That is the tone that we are setting here at Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Eternal and I will be in after the clip, but I want to introduce to you, you know, Hollywood, okay, from our perspective. Now, just what if, you know, we think of the holly tree, you know, the holly tree. I'm going to get the breakdown of the holly tree, but the illusionary, the optical illusionary world, you know, that we think is real, but is it really real, you know? So anyway, guys. I'm gonna post the clip to the show notes. It will be available for the show notes after the particular broadcast, guys. But hello, so we'll be back, okay? So I'm going to Eternal is going to break down the hollow tree, all right? But we gotta slip this clip in here real quick. So 14 minutes, guys. We'll be right back. Top of the hour, we'll start talking.
Today we were running an exercise for a company, bearing in mind I'm now in the private sector, and we sat everybody down in the city, 1,000 people involved in the whole organization, but the crisis team, and the most peculiar thing was we based our scenario on the simultaneous attacks on the underground and mainland station, so we had to suddenly switch an exercise from fictional to real.
Just to get this right, you were actually working today on an exercise that envisioned virtually this scenario.
Almost precisely. And we chose a scenario with their assistance, which is based on a terrorist attack, because they're close to a property occupied by Jewish businessmen. They're in the city, and there are more American banks in the city than there are in the whole of New York. A logical thing to do.
This is the United States Embassy in a country we shall call land. Psychological operation. This man is the expert on the subject. His name is Leo Hamilton, and he is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. Earlier today, he was designated the Psychological Operations Staff Officer Advisor. Soon, with the other officers on the advisory team, he will be flying to Hostland. In the area of psychological operations, PSYOP, Colonel Hamilton qualifies as a veteran with considerable field experience. Now he is building on that knowledge, supplementing it with specifics concerning Hostland, its geography, its economy, its governmental structure. Above all, he is concerned with its people, their way of life, their religion, their culture, their sense of national identity, or lack of it. He must know the people of Hostland, for their minds will be his primary objective.
For their minds will be his primary objective.
As promised by the ambassador, a team of American military advisors arrives in Hostland just a few days after that country's official request for assistance. Their initial destination is the United States Embassy, and they are met by a representative of the military attaché. Like the others on the team, Colonel Hamilton has come to his assignment well prepared, but he still faces many hours of additional study and research before he can begin to initiate a PSYOP program. At the embassy, he meets with the local United States Information Service representative for a briefing on all programs that may be already underway in Hostland. He reviews the psychological objectives the United States hopes to achieve in Hostland. Objectives based on official U.S. foreign policy. Confers with the chief of the United States Agency for International Development. This knowledge is of vital significance, for his efforts must harmonize all other American activities within Hostland. Writers and publishers. Farmers. And religious leaders.
The church tells its parishioners no vaccine, no service for you.
Each will have a perspective that is peculiar to his own particular group. Problems, real or imagined, will come to the fore. This face-to-face, eye-to-eye confrontation with the population provides the PSYOP officer with a tool that is essential to his job. Insight, a look into the minds of a people, a working knowledge of their individual and group needs, attitudes, and ambitions.
I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
The mighty
Hallelujah.
Glory cause peace, who is also the Prince of War.
As with most countries that find themselves in the midst of a communist-inspired insurgency, Hostland has a population with a doubtful sense of national unity. Hostland does have problems, economic, social, and emotional. And subversive insurgents are always aware of them, always ready to promise instant solutions for the price of revolution.
I told you guys, it's a platform, right?
In the more urban areas, where there is less dissension and more of a sense of national integrity, subversives achieve only minor disturbances at best. But real grievances must not be ignored. Initial analysis indicates that the target audiences can be broken down into three basic groups: the subversives, the government supporters, and then the big group in the middle, the uncommitted civilians. Any PSYOP effort will have to encompass all three groups. Having mentally worked out, altered, rejected, and then finally accepted plans for the military psychological operations program, they now prepare to put them on paper as a formal proposal. They list the major psychological objectives, then the various functional group target audiences, the objectives for each of these functional groups, the severity and stage of subversive insurgency in which the various target groups find themselves, the proposed psychological military activities that should be instituted, and the proposed programs to help these activities. After securing recommendations and the necessary approvals from his own people, and making sure that the military psychological operations plan fits in with the USIS country plan already in effect, the plan is checked with the government of Hostland. Approved by them, it now becomes the psychological operations doctrine for the Hostland military forces. To implement the plan, it becomes necessary for Colonel Hamilton to request the support of military training teams, elements of a U.S. Psychological Operations Battalion assigned to his theater of operation. Among the support elements needed are the light mobile printing team with its printing and editorial shelters. Also needed is a radio team to support existing radio stations, particularly in the backcountry. An audiovisual vehicle will help to increase the effectiveness of face-to-face communications. And a loudspeaker team will support tactical operations. One of the initial steps of the military PSYOP program is directed toward the Hostland military establishment itself. Since the military represents the government to the populace, their actions and attitudes can do much to create a favorable image of that government in the minds of the people. Hostland soldiers are provided with rules of conduct toward civilians and impressed with the importance of observing them. A soldier's attitude goes a long way toward implementing an effective military PSYOP program. Another portion of the PSYOP program, primarily directed toward the civilian population, is concerned with developing national unity. Once the people start to consider themselves as a national group, acceptance of their government tends to increase, thus making penetration by subversives much more difficult. The proper conduct of the individual soldier towards the people is a critical factor in creating this sense of national unity. Touring groups of performers are used to attract attention. They are particularly effective in remote areas. Entertainment or diversion of any kind is eagerly awaited. Entertainment teams like this one attract crowds of people wherever they appear. Thank you. controlled interaction can result in group belonging and assist in developing a sense of national unity. A continuing effort is made to link the PSYOP program with progress to help the people help themselves. This makes them see the military and the government as positive images. Throughout these efforts, the PSYOP program keeps the people informed. They are told what is being done. They are told why it is being done. And they are told how it will benefit them. In areas where the insurgent is openly recruiting and receiving aid from the people, an internal security program takes the greatest PSYOP effort. But if it were not for the insurgents, these restrictions would not be necessary, and that when insurgent activities cease, restrictions will be removed. Medical attention for wounded civilians should be made available to the maximum extent possible. It must be made very obvious to the civilian that his welfare and safety are of great concern to his government, that they are, in fact, the major interest of his government. The complaints of civilians against soldiers are given full attention. Rules of conduct involving actions of soldiers toward civilians are rigidly enforced. The moment the citizen is convinced that his government is there to serve and protect him, he will begin to support and serve his government.
The moment the citizen is convinced that his government is there to serve and protect him, he will begin to support and serve his government.
With the PSYOP program underway, it becomes necessary to evaluate its effectiveness. Improvements and changes must be continually made based on the evaluations of current intelligence. You are looking at the most important man in the world. In America, he is called John Doe. Other countries have other names for him. He is the man without a face. Every man. The average citizen. The man who totals a billion when added to all his counterparts all over the world. In the final analysis, he will decide the future of the world. Because his importance is clearly recognized by forces that seek world domination, his mind has become a target.
Because his importance is clearly recognized by forces that seek world domination, his mind has become a target.
Okay. All right. So to those who are listening who may not be familiar with DJ Screw and the background, I know.
Hi, and welcome to the special edition of Vibrations. I'm Rachel.
Oh, that was a good one, too. We need to bring back that Shahaz Ali Vibrations. Ooh, let me add this real quick. It was the reason why they came. For a future particular broadcast, guys. I have been on a creative high. Y'all, we have broadcast, radio broadcast for 2022. We are booked up into We're booked up into June, I think. I think I was in June scheduling shows. So the creative eye has been flowing. This holiday season, guys, is hard. It's challenging for me. Because I would say that I don't come from a loving family, but that is actually a lie. I do come from a loving family, both sides. But, you know, when it comes to, we're going to do the podcast on love. But when it comes to love, you guys, my mother's side of the family has this way of loving, but it's a tough love kind of thing. And understanding the deeper assignment on a soul level. Understanding the deeper assignments on a soul level in it's love, but it's a love that is not defined. You know what I'm saying? Defined by this romance, you know, aspect, if you will. So, you know, when it comes to the levels, this is why I say that it's very important not to interrupt someone's journey when they are coming through. So rather it's things that we know others, you know, that it may not be conducive or good for. It's very important to allow people to go through the levels, you know, because see, if we are trying to teach someone, and this is a note to myself, you guys, if we are trying to teach to someone, you know, about something and they kind of miss a level, it could be dangerous. You know what I'm saying? So that's a lesson. That's one of the lessons, even as a teacher and a student, that I'm learning. So not to get off topic, guys, but tomorrow is going to be a very powerful broadcast. That's going to segue into tomorrow, what we have for you guys. Tomorrow's show is tomorrow's podcast, okay, is going to be Are You a Prisoner of Your Bloodline? You know? So we're just going to open the floor on this topic of bloodline, because I don't think that it's a lot of talk about, like, real talk when it comes to the family aspect. You know, we are so used to this picture of what family is supposed to be in the holidays and plastic smiles and, you know what I'm saying? And there, and with all of that being said, I see a lot of chosen souls. I see a lot of people with good hearts hurting. Why are we hurting? Because we cannot fathom another year ritual, chaotic, imbalanced mess that we are doing. What the fuck are we doing? You know, come on. I seen a video, you know, today about somebody fighting at their grandma's funeral. And I just thought, you know what I'm saying, if you start to take off all the masks, just look at it. If you really start to take off the mask of what goes on in these bloodlines and in these families, if you pretend to do that, nobody is getting along. Now, not to say that we all should get along, but it is chaotic. It is, I'm talking cutthroat, killer type. We at each other's throat. There is no real compassion whatsoever. The shit, for me, is broken. Maybe I'm missing something, but the shit is out of order. All right? Today, I'm very passionate on that topic, y'all, so I was about to go there, but that's tomorrow. Today, we are talking about Hollywood, okay? So Hollywood, the smoke and mirrors, the mirages, the all that good stuff, you guys. So let's go ahead and go into today's podcast, guys. So,
enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, you guys. So, Eternal just provided a lot of Hollywood, okay? So we're going to talk about Hollywood, guys. Hollywood, we all like the flashing lights. I should have bought that song. The old California Eternal Pinocchio, Disney's Pinocchio. You know, we did a show on things that make you say, huh. You know, we did a podcast on Disney. Eternal, I know, is very scholar in this particular area. So, I'm looking at all the pictures you just sent, Eternal, but your mic is unmuted. Peace on to you. How are you feeling this rising?
Peace, brother. How you feeling?
Peace. I'm feeling determined. I think that's the energy of how I feel when I come to this particular podcast is determined. I feel determined and driven today. More so today.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like what you're saying is of our essence to become who we say and what we're doing. And, you know, this is really that, you know, if you really know your calling, you know your calling, you know, and mm-hmm. when you call, you also get a response from your calling. So the genuineness of it shows more of the effort, you know what I mean? I know that we can get focused on an external concept, just like what they say about the dragon. The dragon is a concept of how our feet are when we walk too sluggish. So if we pick our feet up, that energy that we're dragging is static. It becomes a static electricity. So the Saturn energy at the circle is why Saturn is like what most people are maybe not even aware of, like today being Saturn Day, right? So it's your energy. It comes into a point where it's like you might as well call it judgmental, even though that's not what you're supposed to be doing, not at all. We're not supposed to be judgmental amongst one another. If anything, we're supposed to be studying one another so that we'll know, you know, properly how to address when it's time to address. Because people wear skirts. That's why, just like how we're talking now, the ambitious of the lowest self versus this higher self or even the mid self in a conversation, that the mini skirt, as mini being a mini to the mouse, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, the Disney World. These are the cartoons and the Hollywood displays that they put out there to have us, you know, if it was about an external thing, that would be to have us lost in time. And that's still a movie too, you know, Lost in Time. There's a point of Pinocchio being a character of lies. And if we really look at how that when we become emphatic with lies so much, we become a liar. Now, the thing about this is that's a spell word. Liar is a L-Y-R-E as well as L-I-A-R. So liar and then the lair, the dragon's lair, is the same thing as this, again, dragon. So Pinocchio became a point of the nose being this low vibration on the nose. Now, when you say you know things, it's like basically what we call knowledge. So when Pinocchio is a Pinocchio, that's the echo sound, and it's pinning on you. So when you hear words, they don't only have a root word, a prefix, and a suffix. They have a familiar talk, conversation, like folklore to yourself. So when we say Annie or Nancy or Anu, Annie, Anna, all that's still connected to honor. And what you're honoring is basically your mother, your auntie, your aunt. You know what I mean? These words are still connected to Ankh. We say Ankh. So Hollywood is a Hollywood state first, Hollywood land. Hollywood land is what they called it before it became Hollywood. Now, what Bernstein Bears is, they came up with the word Bernstein and then it became Bernstein. So, or Bernstein, it became Bernstein. To get away from the ultimate of knowing that this was the truth, and now we're bending it more with telling lies, like Pinocchio. So the folklore to first movies, they're showing the divided lakes being two lands being separated, California. Why would you talk about California at your first thing? Well, it's to explain Hollywood, Los Angeles, to separate land already before you even know that it was separated land. So I got to basically create a twin in front of you, and everybody's going to be okay with it. As long as I keep telling it, I can keep, well, basically, if I keep telling it, it's got to get bigger. So basically, I have to tell more lies. It's basically the little white lie and big black lie. Somehow, big black lie is supposed to be big, but it's not big at all. And the little white lie end up being really the biggest white lies of lies, because it's a constant continuum of it. Yet,
yeah,
it don't seem that big.
That's the worst of it. The white lie.
Right. And it's basically like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. However, I'm hurting your feelings more because I'm acting like I don't want to hurt your feelings when I'm actually hurting it more because I'm saying that. Like, am I not hurting your feelings? Once I hurt your feelings, I hurt your feelings, didn't I? I mean,
yeah.
I cut you,
right.
You cut. Then might be a degree of the cut. Either way, you got cut. You know what I'm saying? So, is the point of how much are you really in tune with the tune side of it, the animated side of it, because that's what they made animated as the cartoon or the Hollywood or the Hollywood. So it's a significant stuff. Are you in tune with yourself? You know, and that's why, you know, just like what you're doing, this takes time to become a blog talk. This takes time to actually create that. And then you got to do a song and dance for it. You can't just be like, oh, I created it. Now, I'm going to just sit and wait for things to happen. You got to actually put, you had to send out, I'm doing enhanced radio, you know, even for myself. Like, I'm just now starting to say, oh, I'm on Blog Talk, you know, and
2013,
it's that moment of saying,
eternal.
Okay, okay.
2013, yeah. Yep, it was a whole birthing, how this came about. It was a process of birth that I had to give in order to be where we at right now was blood,
right.
Sweat, and tears.
Tears, that's what it's supposed to be, blood, sweat, and tears.
You know.
Blood, sweat, and tears. You don't see yourself doing none of that, you don't really have no honor for what you call your mama. Your mama gave you grace, you know what I mean? Your mama gave you nurture.
No,
your mama probably gave you a knife and fork. But
this is why no one can take this from me. You know, there's many things that many people would always take away from me. But this,
all right,
can't nobody
all
take away from me because I built this. Yeah.
There you go. And it's like when you're a creator, you're no longer a creature. You hear me? I'm going to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a creator, you're no longer a creature. They done created a creature on us by saying by Crete and then Crete. So they made the Indian ignorant Indian. So they called us Indian giver. So this is how the Hollywood, when they come up with the Hollywood, they became, let me put a star, you all about the stars. Los Angeles is a Los Angeles. So Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles. So they're fallen angels. This is where we get Nephilim from. This is where we get the big giants from. How do you see? You're supposed to see through one eye, not two. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, do I?
Okay, all right. So it's the point of saying Cyclops. They call it Cyclops because we can see the near future. And I was like, how do you see the near future? Because I can see present. That means because I can be present. Not just because I can see it, I can actually be present. So this is what made us beings. We became beings versus human or humanoid or caucasoid or negroid. That changes that whole aspect of, see, when we look at things, it could be a plane of how you look at it, right? And then at the same time, it could be a dimension that someone else would call it. And then it could be space that someone else would call it. And then it would be time that someone else would call it. And then it would be etheric because we're all in some kind of plasma that someone else can call it. So it's just, if we get around the good combinations of the combination, you're not only putting your armor on yourself, someone's helping you see how you got your armor on you.
And then you're like, oh, shoot. Mm-hmm. And then you feel like, man, I could upgrade right now just like because I'm standing right next to this being. So it's a point of saying, Jack, with the snowball, you give you the snowball, but yet at the same time, you got to know how to work your machine. So you can't just, you know what I mean, take the snowball and say, oh, I'm amped up because I got this person next to me. Now, whenever this person is next to me, I'm going to just get amped up. Nah, that's not how it worked up. That's not how it worked up. It worked itself up. And so just like in Hollywood, they call cast. So they cast, like spells, they cast out energy. So now on a collective,
energy.
I get a bunch of people in that's on that same accordance. So now I give them roles. Now roles is just like how the ball is. When you think of the ball, you think of a sphere ball, a flat ball. This is how the atom sphere is. We an atom sphere, right? Atom sphere. Mm-hmm. So we at a mutta sphere, atom sphere, a mutta. This is still mother's sphere, right? And then made mother's sphere, right? Because if you a fat her or a father or a mock her or mother, how do we mock her? Well, the same way with sweeping. See, we sweep the floor just like we sweep her off her feet. And so to put the bewitch in it as a charm, right, and then say it's manipulation. And now we got a twist of the tongue talk. So now when someone's actually doing a charming thing, they make it on a bewitch thing. And now this is why the witch, the wood of the Pinocchio, like the nose, right? Where did Moses go but up Mount Sinai, right? Because he had to go up to the Atlas from the axis. And the S is the A and the X is axis. That's why the axe is to chop down wood. It said one small axe to the big tree. So I sent you Pinocchio, right? He said he started off with him lying at 3 inches his nose grew. And then he said something else, and the nose kept growing. He said by the time he done got home to eat at dinner is at 6 o'clock. See how to use this? 3, 6. And then what is else? The next number but 9. This is why 333 is important for us. We have to know, what is your trinity? He's at now 9 inches with his nose because of lion. No. He's talking about right now, this moon cycle. The moon cycle is 369, and it's the idea of what frequency, the music. Greetings. He gone. He did it. I know. Oh, you healthy, though. You have to stay healthy.
Healthy.
2 minutes.
Be back.
Yeah.
I got a couple of runs and I'll
be gone.
Okay.
I'm doing great. Yes. See, that's the great grandma right here in front of me. She's sitting here right here in a green car.
Doing?
See how it works?
What the fuck
that's
are you doing?
Ogun. She's riding off in Ogun car. What? And a Jaguar in front of me. Like, so we see, like, confirmations, even when we're having a conversation, you wouldn't even know how that method goes even deeper than where we are, you know, because you're getting pickups. Like, so with Pinocchio, his nose grew at 9. Here it is. We in the moon of Gemini and the sun of Sagittarius. So this is where the 12 end up being all the time. We'll talk about 12, but yet, are we really thinking about 12? Because if we think about it, there's a 13 moon cycle. The 13 moon cycle would say that on the 13th, 12, 13, it said 3 and a 2, 2 and 3, or 3 and a 4. 12, 13, the day of the 12th month, as they call it, 13th day, as they call it, that was the actual time frame change to the 6th month. This is why when you said 3, right, 313, right?
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being a point of you not only being in the Trinity, the Elegba energy, the 13. 13 is resurrection energy, and now they're being a 4. A 4 with the 3, a 4 being the pillars, right? Three being the Trinity. How to bust that into it would be the invisible seven. How to snake oneself into they self like a dragon. So they become a serpent, serpentine energy, Yaqub's symbolic energy. So now how do one balance they self? They seesaw they self. They got to cut some stuff off. They got to make that like it was a doctor making an incision to their thoughts versus just decision of thoughts. So now is the point of saying, how are you really in tune with numbers as a vibration that's been always talking to you through origination of itself before we start saying we gave it a name, atmosphere, atmosphere, on a lot of levels. When you had to become yourself, you put an egg over yourself. Now the egg was just like egg with the original O, so that's why it became ego. Lego my ego. Yet the egg represents a shell. She will shell. She'll shield to a shield when you add a D to it. Just like she wills, like she willed it. She shield. So there's a vibration in our words that give us not only the vibration, it give us the vibratorial connection to our brain. So 369, you did a 3 on that month. You did the 4, right, which is the 13, which is the pillars of life, north, south, east, west, and how that becomes a family to originate the trinity of the three. Why Legba talks about it so much? Why do we talk about Tahuti? All of these are the symbolic symbols to how does a writer write their things out, because that's the Sheta. She's going to show us where we're at. Sheshet. She at. She's the Tat. The Tat is taught. So we've been taught by a lot of things. Yeah, taught means the divine of the words. What we want to say, holy words are supposed to be what we're speaking of, like holy breath. So in order to get the holy breath, come up with a holy wood. And the holy wood, like incense, like the marijuana, like cannabis, the Ganges River, Ganges is like Ganja, so Ganga. So we say Ganga, we say Daga, we say cannabis, K9abis. They made the dogs, made the cat the dogs. So one, to dog life, and then put it into an imperverted life. So now we're talking about from the eyes that I gave you in that, what they were talking about, Pinocchio, from the eyes to the nose, they already letting us know they talking about Aries to Taurus, constellation. The way they do things is so symbolic, you can pay attention to it if you know what you're looking at. Just like how I was talking about the 3 and the 9. The 3 represents Gemini, the 9 represents Sagittarius. So if we're in this whole body but seeing a separate body, then this is how the whole world is being functioned off of a separate body, yet it's whole because they're doing it on certain days. That's why I could be confused when I said this is really the 6th month. Yet when you was in the 3rd month, if I said this is the 6th month, all I got to do is add 3 more, right? 6, 7, 8, 9. If I go 3 more months, I'm into where you said 3 months is at. So now it's really 9 months that 3 was on. So you gave yourself birth in a real reality. Out of the 1260, that they say 12 of the months, the seconds of time, but it's for someone else, not for yourself. Now you created something that's not for someone else. You created for yourself. And what in a great time to do it was right there. That's how your past become present. You got to identify it, right? And it makes it more a solidified foundation versus it just separated.
Okay. Now you're fine. Okay. So it's funny that Eternal was breaking down, you know, how this is the 6th month. You know, December is the 6th month. I feel that the biometrics of our bodies kind of know that the timelines are off. I always teach and preach, you know, about how the timelines are wrong. Like, you know, I'm starting to understand the cycles, you know, the cycles of my inner dialogue, if you will, you know, and I'm like, okay, I need to just kind of detach from, you know, when they say everything that you have been taught is a lie, you know, I think that that's only the beginning of it. You know what I mean? Because as you start to peel back the layers and start to unmask things, you start to see, you start to come into the discovery, if you will, that even your cycle, you know, when is the last time that you, if ever, have you paid attention to your inner cycle? Not to period, but, you know, but to your inner cycles, you know, like, okay, every year around my birthday, I'm always, you know, at a low vibration. I perceive it as a low vibration, but on my birthday, is this a time to where I go into the deepest abyss of myself in order for me to kind of explore some deeper levels of things? Or am I going to take this as a sad event to where I'm vibrating low and I'm being forced to do shadow work? You know, how am I going to perceive these many different cycles of me? So I tied that in to say about what Eternal was trying to explain is, as far as even the energy space, you guys, this could possibly be like the 6 month, what our ancestors probably knew versus, you know, what they taught us. So you can go ahead and pick back up where you was at, Eternal.
And that's how your music, you're right, that's how your music is playing for you. You're playing your own tune now. You're playing your own lyre. You're no longer the lyre. You're now in the layer. You're in the layer that's L-A-Y-E-R. Now you're in a layer of a different layer versus the dragon's layer. You know, so it changes the idea of what they say the story is from their head to their tail. See, the tail is just as much as how it's told, a story. You know what I mean? Yet the story is our life. So we're in the livelihood. So now, if you're speaking of your lifestyle, then that's how you're living in your livelihood. You know how some people say, this is my livelihood. Yet it'd be on some old, I'm about to shoot somebody up. I'm like, what are you, man? You don't care that, man. You about to do some old crazy stuff. You're about to blow up. You about to blow everybody up. You're just messing up stuff. Like, and then after you do that kind of stuff, there's the second thinking. Like for myself, for instance. See, like when you're with hypnotic spells like Hollywood, they can get you to think in a fantasy world. Like to where you say, ooh, I wanna get married like the Joneses because I see it on this movie. You know what I mean? And then you're saying, oh, I wanna happen to rapid and fast like they do. Like I wanna go through everything that's quick and oh dang, I ain't even see them eat. But it's like you're still going to go with the, you know what I mean, like whatever they're doing. Or I ain't seen them cook, or I ain't seen them go to the grocery store. So they cut out a great percentage of what your life is, and they got to speed it up and put it in front of you so that you can get caught by the interest of it. Now, in a hypnotic spell, just like Mesmer, I sent that to you, Mesmer is an actual doctor, you know what I mean? So he came up with hypnotic. Basically, not just wordplay, shapes and designs. So when you're looking into it, it gives you a hypnotic capture. And that's why capture or cast to the word capture is basically a net. We've been putting a net. Yeah, the net is a 10 backwards. So that's why your net, your internet, your entertainment, N-E-N-T, is still net. It's an entertain, now entertainment, like how Ralph was speaking on it. Like, he's a Marsh baby. I'm a Marsh baby. So when we come out with
March
this,
three.
It's like, so we represent a 6 instead of an actual 3. And so when they look at us, they're like, why he's talking to me? So it's like, because you ain't learned your calendar yet. You're not on your calendar, and we're not on our calendar according to how you're looking at us. So now, we look like a mystery to everything. So whenever we're having a conversation, it don't vibe on it. You'll find out that the majority, you got to vibe around all your Pisces people in order to really figure it out. And you're like, okay, wait a minute, because I'm a Marsh baby. Oh, and then you run into the Aries side and you say, wait a minute, y'all not really like me.
And then you're like, okay, well, y'all like me, but y'all not like me. And then you're like, okay, well, let me get around a Taurus baby. Okay, now I'm seeing the difference from an Aries to a Taurus. And like, ooh, I like Taurus. Then it's like, oh, I don't like about Taurus. And then you start to find out you're running into, as a March baby, you could be a circle, right? Because you're a Pisces. Hmm. You're a circle. And why do I say that? Because you think mutual. You can go this way or you can go that way. And then people say, man, you wishy-washy. And it's like, no, I can go this way or I can go that, and I can go this way. You know what I mean? So it's like, they look at you like, man, I don't know. So then there's the triangle. You know what I mean? There's the square. The square represents cardinal. You know what I mean? So it's going to be, this has got to be logical. You got to give me the map. You got to show me from here to there. Where is it at? You know what I mean? I'm not going to just willy-nilly go. Yeah. You got to break it down for me. So it's a logical way of thinking about it. You know, and when I said about I can go this way or I can go that way, what I meant in that aspect, because I know that sounded so wide range, is more that we're in a creative way of thinking about it, that it could be so non-creative that it becomes creative. And then they'd be like, wow, how do you do it in that time frame? You know what I mean? Like, and why do you take so long to answer? Or why did you answer so quick? You know, and now it's like, dang, I don't really know how to go by your judgment, because now it is spontaneous. That wasn't what they were all expecting. So now you can get on stage and do certain things and then get off the stage. And then they say, man, you was good on stage. And you're like, I don't even remember what I was doing. I was just in the moment. And you're like, what the? Wait. You didn't plan that? No, I ain't plan that. It was just organic. You're like, oh, snap, how do you do that? Well, that's what mutual can do. You can go into it, not go into it, train on doing it the whole time, then come out there and do the same specific thing or switch it up right there in the middle of it. So that's the difference between logic, how logic got to do it from reading it, writing it, recite it, reading it, writing it, recite it, now say it. You know what I mean? Or if they said it in their brain so much, then they say it. So it's a difference on this circle and the square. And then you have the triangle, which is, as the Pinocchio was talking about, the nose. This is where knowledge comes from, the nose, the triangle, this wood aspect. How do you breathe? If it's not for the air, holy wood, Hollywood, you would have to have trees. You had to have trees around. But if we're cutting them down, then this is why it's just a hollow tree. How? Low tree. Helo tree. Helios tree. Helen tree. Hellenistic tree. Ellen tree. That's the L that got cut down and called hell. This is why we fail with an F. F is fire to the L. So this is why we burn like aspects of wood. Not burn as a negative, yet burning to it became a negative to where we burn it as burning down someone's house or someone's foundation because it was some other way of desecrating. Yet this was another way of spiritualizing and putting the ashes onto the earth again so that we could get the earth to come bring us great things to come out of it. So it's the aspect that if you knew what you were doing when you're burning things, you put desecrating stuff in the wood. And now you're burning wood that has fumes that's destroying the air and destroying the things that's around it. So now it's nothing but destructive things that you just created. You could be that. It's just called creature. You're going to be a creature to life. And life will teach you about you being a creature to life. And so whether you go through Hollywood, you think you're doing good, like Tupac, and jumping in the tub, and, you know, you get the jewels all on you and stuff, and now you're like, oh, I got all these jewels on you. You didn't know you just put yourself through some sex magic. When you're saying these words and you constantly saying these words and they're mantras and you didn't realize they were mantras and you're saying as affirmations to yourself, and even certain people, they say they don't even look at that stuff anymore because they did it so many times, they don't even remember which one they're going to end up putting up there. So when they finally see the movie, it ain't how they wanted to picture themselves. So you wouldn't know how a director cuts you out while you're supposed to be casted by producing or the producer or the writer who wrote you in. There's ways that you have to now read something and say, wait a minute, this is not how I want to say it. I got to change it to this dialect because I don't even sound right when I say it coming from how the way you think and I sound like I'm supposed to be saying it because it's not how I would sound if I was saying it. That's how you become present as an actor. Now, of course, actor don't mean that you're stuck in the actor. You got to be doing the action behind the actor. See, that's why it becomes an issue. This is why people have to now take sacrifices. Because they're not honoring what they're supposed to be honoring. This is why Legba says, okay, well, since you want to go that route, you got to give up something for all of this. Alderman Dorda is asking for.
Reasoning.
Yeah.
I heard just today, you know, the shaming rituals that they do, you know, and somebody was like,
shaming.
It's not that they doing shaming rituals. These people are, you know, either they broke code or it's some type of spiritual embarrassment for doing some. My whole point is there's always
conversion.
Something deeper behind.
Is the what you said earlier? It's not the cultural connection. It's the agenda connection. Like Uno, like check out Uno. Why do we even play the game Uno? Anybody know? Do you know why we play the game Uno?
I have no. Please break that one down.
What's the last thing you got to say when you go up? What's the last thing I say before you go out? Okay,
Uno.
You gotta say Uno. Does that mean one? Does it mean anything else? What if it was abbreviated? Does it mean anything else?
See, we don't even know what playing or celebrating or
did that come from Mexico? Did that come from Mexico?
I never even thought to even research, not even in my elevated thinking. I haven't even thought to go there yet.
Bro,
but
I just did this yesterday. So it's like the idea, why
are
you looking at stuff? You might be like, dang, wait a minute. I got epiphany. And then you start running with it. You'd be like, dang, that's a rabbit hole. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. How far do I want to go down this rabbit hole? And then I found out, right, they say the character who created this, right, I don't even know if he's even real or whatever. They can tell you anything on this level now. So, anyway, I look him up and find out he's American. I'm like, wait a minute. Can he be American? I thought only brothers and sisters like us could be American. Okay, let me look at this again. Let me go deeper into his name and then find out he's Hungarian. So he's an immigrant. Okay, an immigrant wanted to come up with some cards called Uno. And he's living in Ohio, and this is where it starts at. Something is just not clicking right. Well, I'm just leave this rabbit hole right here as a mystery for the rest of us to go ahead and figure it out ourselves. Because if you're saying United Nations organization and you're saying UNO, like United Nations, UN, how did this become UNO and we're not talking about UNO as number one? Or are we saying number one to something else? Okay. And it's colors. Okay. Draw four. Skip. Okay. Wild card. Do you know wild means nigga? Did you know wild means nigga? I'm just saying.
that our children love.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, draw two because of that. I don't get four on your hind part. Oh, I like to double stack and everything with that.
So
Uno
is priming at an early age. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this is why the Hollywood, all these things they put in front of us, we got to be really, 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 really mindful how much an origination is it. If it's not original, it's a copycat. Somebody is copycatting like Hollywood became that. Hollywood, that holy weird land, the holy as the holy of holies, which where they got the idea of holy from in the first place, wanted to re-emulate the cherub and how birth came out. Instead of be a man, create himself to come out as Pinocchio, as all these other divided the lands. Here we come with Paramount, the Lionsgate, you know what I mean? Warner Brothers, all these names that you hear, warn her brothers. She wanted to warn her brothers. Well, who had to warn her? Why she got to warn anybody? So it's a point of propaganda in how Birth of a Nation came out with silent films. Why they have in black and white? Why didn't they have it in words and sounds and all of that? Because they said, oh, it was too expensive. Now, at what point How did we become, it was expensive to have this stuff out? Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense?
It doesn't.
I don't remember at any point, even when it was expensive, they had it out. Isn't that how it goes? Isn't that how it goes right now? You can't touch it, even though I'm showing you this Lamborghini. Right? This is a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to get close to it. You can't touch it. But I'm going to show you that it exists. This is why the bird is important. This is why the eagle is the hawk. And the hawk before the eagle, before the dove, before we put it on our funeral, and before we see, like how you said, someone fighting. Because they don't have none of the rituals that's there to keep them in check. None of the balances that we call check and balances, nothing to keep us in balance. We're now imbalanced. Because we're eating all the food is basically killing us in the first place. It's a funeral. But yet they bring the fun and you are all funeral in all these things that's not fun at all. It's like you had enough backwards is fun. So now how fun is it when we're there? How much is it really? Did you know that there was supposed to be an elevation about it, not a depression about it? People getting killed because they showed it in the movie. They show all of this in the movie. Let's kill this person in the funeral. This would be the great highlight to do it right now while they're still down. Let's add more misery to company. This is how company became this. This is why Three's Company, the sitcom, to all these other sitcoms that was become, once they had the movies, they can come back with it and make these sitcoms for it and sit down, and now you're getting communicated that way. You're getting sit down by now live instrument music, that kind of thing, because it was the music first, right? You know it was the music first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't know.
So it was the music, huh?
Go ahead.
What'd you say? Oh, okay, so it was the music that hit you on a vibrant passion, whether it was suspense, whether it was horror, whether it was sci-fi, you know what I mean? So it was what got your heart pumping already because you're in the root of it already. That's why it became a scopic or a funnel. Like a funeral thing. It became a cast, like they yell out in the foghorn aspect to bring a speak in a highest S with peak energy. So now it's what the mountain does, a mountain thing. So mountain out, paramount as a picture, a podcast, like a blog talk, like we're doing now, in a different aspect from what was radio, right, because it had voices, energy of that, to where we could put the music and put the words, so now you had to pay attention to flat form. And now a flat form platform is what became a screen. And now we are seen, right, on a screen, even though it's flat. That's how, like what Ralph was speaking on, it's like, come on out of that. Don't go into that so much. Don't do that so much. Like, we have nature in front of us, like calling on Jesus, and Jesus should be inside of us. If this is Jesus, Jesus should be inside too, just as much as outside. We don't need to be called, when something happens, oh, Jesus, well, you scared me. Now, wait a minute, how are you going to use Jesus when, okay, you just use Jesus whenever you feel like you like, you're sporadic. Oh, Jesus got to come on out because you scared him. You scared me. You know, I'm coming out. Man, why you call me, man? Now he got to go back. Like, what the freak is this? Like, how are we using these words? Makes it a point of how we become the cast to this grammar, to the spells. So when we think about movies to sitcoms, like even the Soul Train to Solid Gold, they went from Soul Train that was got that funky music, and they had the people in the
we
back.
Eternal, we're going to do a Soul Train show, too, just to let you know. That's one of our shows in 2022, Soul Train. We're going to break
man,
that down.
Man, that was
go
classic. That, oh, okay. So I ain't even going to go too far in that. But some Solid Gold.
Yeah, don't go too far. That's next year.
All right. So when we went into Solid Gold, it was like, okay, this is another era. And then when we went somewhere else, it was, okay, this is another era. So this is how it was like, let me soft you all the way on out, and then I can give you your father and your mother and your little son and your sister and your daughter. I can now put everybody out as the Petrich, the Partridge family, you know,
the Brady Bunch. You know what I mean? Giving you these names that already was something you're familiar with, it's just you're not at all familiar with. So someone screenwriting it, writing it with a different way of writing it, and then shortcutting it by direct cuts towards it. So now the only things you see is what wasn't there live. You know what I mean? And that became a point like, was it American Bandstand? You know what I mean? When that became, ooh, we see these people, they're privileged. And now we feel privilege is the more superior thing. Acceptance is the more superior thing. So now, what am I going to wear to be accepted? I got to wear these flashy colors or these non-flashy colors. I got to groom my hair down. I got to modify myself. I got to moderate myself. I got to modern myself. I got to murder myself in my culture if I want to be in front of the screen. So now it's a bag test. How much in the bag test are we really to test ourselves to say, oh, I want to be on the screen. It's not going to make me look dark because it's already a black and white screen. And I said earlier, we already had color. So the hypnotic concept was to make you want this that wasn't even there already. It was a psychological carrot. You see color right now. You think back in the day it was black and white?
Mm-mm.
You hear me? Yeah, it can't be black.
Yeah,
it had to be colored then.
Yeah, nah. You know, that's why I never understood. I was in deep thought as you were talking. I was in deep thought
make
as you
think
were
about
talking.
It.
So that's why I was trying to, you know, I'm like, wait a
like,
minute. This shit wasn't even real to begin with. But how
right.
it makes it happen is just phenomenal.
Man.
You know, like, wow. It was always color.
All right, I got a customer. I'm gonna link you in a second.
Okay, so this is not gonna be a long show, guys, because I got a couple of errands to run, you know. But really, you all, you know, it's just pretty much to get you to thinking. This particular podcast was originally supposed to be done, I think, back in November, and something happened. I think it was a time where. A lot of shit hit me at once, and I kind of just needed to step back a little bit to rebalance my energy. But, you know, it's just I feel that even the scenario that we just, you know, kind of opened up in front of you guys about the illusionary in which they put in front of us and how we believe it and we buy it and we believe it, you know, but just what if, in essence, you know, everything that we see on the TV screen, you know, Nicki Minaj and Tupac, you know, what if we think that the actors, such as Will Smith and all that, you know how they go into the big screen, they play all these roles, you know, so we think that they are actors and they are the fantasy, but what if Tupac or what if, you know, Will Smith is really somebody else playing the role of Will Smith or what if Tupac is really, you know, Fonse, whatever his name is, playing a role of Tupac, you know, what if these, you know, celebrities are trained, you know, from birth, you know what I'm saying, to play the role of Beyonce, you know, when she gets a certain age and, you know, she's given a script at, you know, and remember Beyonce at 33, you're going to be pronounced dead in a car crash, you know, you're back, yeah. I'm just, you know, planting a seed for them also to know that even the celebrities and people that you see on the TV screen could possibly be paid actors trained at birth. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when you think about it, like Halle Berry, she had to give up her baby, and actresses, they had to constantly give up the baby. Whether you're in Motown, you know, to get these parts like Tina Turner, she had to get, you know, it was like a point of like, you're gonna take this baby or we're gonna, you know, gonna take you out, like you can't be doing business with us. And so it became a part of they wrote your contract, and contracts to Hollywood is contractions. So this was birth, and so when we gave birth to life, it was life to birth on a paper. You became a straw man. That's why you know, the movie, what's that movie, it just came out, Passing. It deals with even the sister. She comes in as this light-skinned sister that basically wanted to rule her life. And
whoa,
she
so
wanted
the
to move her life.
The contract is the prison, is what I hear you
yeah.
saying. The contract is
right.
the prison.
Yeah. And she's like more wanting to be in the imagination, but the imagination is the box. You want to get inside the box, and you're like, I thought you wanted to get out, but you want to go in the box? You want to go in the box with that woman who want to be in the box?
Like, okay. And we think they win. We think they winning, bro.
Right. And then it's like, oh, well, I could change them. I don't think that's going to work either. You're going to have to, from an inside out thing, you might have to, they might have to just keep looking on the outside. I'm going to just say that. Like, keep going in and out. I'm seeing confusion now still. So it's like, how much do you really involve with is destined to go to where they're going to go? Like, they can even be mad at you because you got involved. And now you're like, oh, shoot, why didn't I just leave you where you was? God dang it, I should have left you where you. And now you're living in that, the regret of the past in the present. So it's damaging to the psychological dreamcast, as I say, dreamcast as a freaking game, is your actual cast system, you know? We have a caste system, how you've been grafted into life with the Aborigines that they call, albinos. So your Aborigines became your Aborigines. This is why we've seen Ab as in the word indigenous. And we know that generation from generation, that's why this has been the seven generational curse contract. If woman is supposed to go with, you know, her complexion is not of her, he's looking for a seven generation to replace that energy. So now I'm doing those things in Hollywood, I want you to see me as a star and whatever. So you come over here, and now I could give you this so-called fantasy world in the lost angles of yourself. And now, you know, just like the movie Passing, you wanted to pass through the paper bag test to get in here, and now you see what's going on, and you don't like what you got. You know, you don't like the bland potato salad, you know, even though you wanted the caviar and all this other stuff, you know what I mean? When in all actuality, we don't eat caviar, you know what I mean? We don't eat this stuff like that, you know what I mean? It was like a purpose of, I want you to live outside your means, just like how some of us will have, you know what I mean, like a Lexus, and we up in the ghetto. Like,
No, bro, wait a minute. I seen the Ferrari that you talking about, bro, at a trailer park.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how far we have gotten. Yeah. Remember when all the stimulus money and COVID hit? Remember when COVID hit and everybody was getting all that money and stuff? Some people were really getting like $50,000. You know what I'm saying? And they will go by these, bro, a Lamborghini at eight. That did it, bro. Yeah.
That's how you know we don't know how to, we'll buy the trinkets, but we don't know how to invest in ourselves. Like, just a minute ago, I had probably like not even $200, yet I spent all of that on the material to basically buy into what I need to do on helping everybody again, so that it could be not only, it'll be through time, of course. It depends on when they walk through the door. However, I got to get started, because this is those moments where you could be going with the wind, right, or going with the water. And when you go with the wind, you could be gone with the wind. That's what it came up with as a movie. So that Gemini energy is letting you know this is how you think, concept of thinking. So now what do you do with your moon thinking cycle? Because when we're in the hips right now with your fire in the hips, how does your knowledge give you apply it? How do you apply what you see? Because that's where it's coming from. You're seeing it, door to explorer. When you seek it, that's secure. Secure is Sekhmet energy. Secure is to seek it. And now secure, as in the Sekhmet, protect what you see. So one who gives out birth, 9 month life, you know, as the mother. This is where this ritual of life, it has this intercourse or interaction now. This is where the sensual life of the tree, the firmament, being put in the front, corner of the room. This is really what the Hollywood was about. Yet It was the perversion that they downsized and made it Pinocchio on the nose. This represented the Taurus with Abraham as an abracadabra with the honest Abe level. Abe is really babe. Babe is babe. Like babe, we have the deer, right? Also could be considered mm-hmm. as a bull. So Babel. That's why the Babel, the Babel, the balls, one who has balls, has like cojones to thoughts. Yet this is Baal, B-A-A-L, Baal. And that's how it became Cabal. Cabal is the ka energy, right, what we use, because we use a calendar, a calendar. That's why we have a leg in legend. That's a leg in. So the words that we're saying, it has a vibratorial connection to it. That's why hypnotic was important to say, okay, well, since they don't know they're in the spells, we're going to dispel all of that. And now we're going to be the definitions to define the words and now project it in a projector while they're in the project. So while they're in the white of their room, a box, they're looking in the tube, a box, they're eating out of a box, an ice box, and so now they boxed in. All they're going to do is end up boxing. That's what turtles do. So now if I could get them in a turtle format, the T-U, the tor, the torts, and the tail of the L, turtle, to yourself and not know it. That's why we portals. We're poets. We pour out things all the time. So we're vents. We're ventilators. We're vessels. A V with an S and the L's. That's how much this essence is inside of us. Like, we could do this on a constant. That's what conscious is, to keep a continuum, not just one way. It flows, constant, flows, grows. That's why the idea was to change up what we're about ourselves and make us in our needs. And the needs became needs, like the needs of harmony, the need, the Capricorn, that stature going up the mountain. They had to change that, you a higher structure itself. So now your mountain is a low mountain. And so you don't have the fountain of you, right, a life, a energy. You say, I'm a real boy. You're not actually feeling like you're yourself. And so you run around doing fake stuff, like wearing a skirt and wearing a dress and holding the pocketbook and getting in the heels but not knowing who Jack is. Jack went up the hill. Yeah, he's supposed to went up to heal. This is why these fairy tale rhymes became a part of the movies and the sitcoms to how we see it now. Like one who's now not seeing life organically, now being inorganically staged and now operated to where the crowd is the cast just as much as the system being the cast. So now you got a cast system. We got our glamour and grammar right here. We can put it in magazines and put it down like guns with magazines. And now everybody got a bullet. Everybody got a bull in a let to their thoughts. Because when we put bullet to bulletin, it becomes a curriculum. This is why it became a circle. See, we circulate these things all the time. We just got to see what is it that helps us. Not the mule and not the bull, unless you know it for what it is. See, the bull represents the Taurus, to rein yourself, to go through the torso. To know how the torso, like how one would throw a rope around you, like a lasso around us, is just like the same thing around that face of ours. We put that noose, it might as well be, or a muscle on your face. It changes one of your senses off. See, we're going through not only one, but now two senses, or even three, your nose and your mouth. When people walk in a room and they got that mask on, this was the whole thing about the mask. The mask was a way to energize yourself from what was on the wall, what was in your foundation, right? And what Hollywood made a mask of, the black and the white or the up and the down, the happy and the sad, the drama, the Gemini energy, when it's supposed to be about two beings or really three. What's going on is they wanted to split the being, not add the being. And since they didn't add the being,
right?
Come on, bro. You already know I'm there.
I need to go back and watch that, because now that I think about it, that was a powerful movie with many messages.
And they had the dog with the mask on by the time you got to the near the end of the movie. So who but Aunt Pooh? See, the dog looks like the mule or looks like the donkey. And we've seen that. That's our connection. But they're using it to say they know it better than what we would know it as. Yet you're using it as an ass, a jackass. They use the dog as a jackass. And now the dog is the man's best friend who's an asshole. And we'll see it in all the comical ways that we become. Now we the jackass of the story and, you know, a master of all this, but master to nothing, really. I mean, jack of all trades, but master to nothing. So it makes us loose like a screw. That's why I'd be like, you know, you have to use a jack to power driver, Jack the Jacket, Jack with Jackson, Ball and Jacks. All these Jacks is a part of the Hill, the Jack and Jill agency or fraternity that we know nothing of, yet this is what's put in front of us as the Ken and the Barbie. That changes your you know, brother and sisterhood that you got to now. We're doing ancestry. And when we do ancestry, not ancestry, we do ancestry, now we can change up gender and all these other things that you wouldn't even be a part of, yet this is why the child is having dysfunction to different strokes. And put different strokes in front of us. We see the Jefferson being a Jefferson now. He's a Jefferson? How he being a Thomas Jefferson? Okay, Tomas. So we don't even see these things. It become a point that's how they mask it. They're masking us all the time, not seeing who we should be first because we didn't have to act it. We're the action of it. That's why they say, and action. They didn't say, and act. If they say, and act, it wouldn't even sound right. They need to put a gathering of it. They got to put the ions in it. So it got to be action. Let's do some action. Now, the word shun, though, shun means as in to lower it. Right? Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles? So now, lost in the angles, I'm going to lower it down. Mm. This is why we call allowance. Mm. All low
Los Angeles. And, oh, man. Shut up. Wow.
I got to make it like you fell in love to this stuff.
Wow.
I got to September you. I got to cut you down, man. With this morning. You got a mountain
in
over there.
Face.
Your fallacy is too strong. We got to cut that off. Inset and all. Ancestry, all of that. That's all connected. I'm going to make an incest into your ancestor. Insect. I'm going to insection this whole dissection. Now it's a dissectomy and all of these other to me and to mine. I was like, yo, they cut your body up. That's Hollywood all in itself. Now you want lipo this and lipo that, lipo this and lipo that, and lipo this. You Barbie doll plastic up real for real now. Like you putting up so much fake. I'm a real girl. No, you fake woman. You fake, and now you're not a girl. You supposed to be a woman now. When are you supposed to elevate?
Yeah, she's
elevate. You got to
right?
Elevate. Yeah. Yeah, switch the whole game up. I got to make her come on in here too. Go and get the card and get a card. Now you know you got 20 cards in your pocket or your wallet. In your purse, your purse is purse. So now they made the cat, a cat with nine lives with a purse in her hand that's bigger than her own thoughts. They say you got a purse that's bigger than that, is your thoughts in the purse. Now you're stressing for real. And you put it on what side of the shoulder? Which one that hurts the most? It's probably that side, that side. So you're stressing out your traps. You're being trapped in your trapezoids, in your body. Yeah, this is going deep, brother.
Man.
And yet, you have no one to massage you. You know, massage is message. Mm. Genie out of the bottle. How about a Jekna out of the bottle? This is the whole reason why I got on top of this idea of getting on stage. Like, is at a point where you figure out, I need to start speaking a little bit more because there's some stuff that maybe ain't nobody really paying attention to this stuff. And they probably ain't paying, still ain't paying attention to this stuff. It makes sense if you just start being present. You a gift.
Yeah.
Best thing to do is just keep gift giving.
That's the best thing you can do. You a gift, bro.
Man. Yeah.
Seriously, bro. You a gift.
You a gift, bro.
Like, you are present.
Mother.
You are present. This will make this now known right now. We in the now. We can speak this now. Right. And talk is just nothing but divine words. You speak your mind. Let it out. You know what I mean? Like, you vent, don't vent it out. And if you know my eye got your back, you can vent out all day. And anybody want to knock you down, knock you down. Shut up. Yeah, at the same time, of course, you still got to balance yourself because you don't want to be burnt out saying everything. So, it is the energy.
Man.
Once you know that, that's your holy breath. That's why Hollywood used it, to make it not a holy breath, so that you wouldn't have a reason to have a purpose to your own, your mom, your Omar Shivaya, Amanah Shivaya. You speak it, not just own. You're going in a different realm, not just Hindu, Hindu. See, we've been taught one way. When it's further than that way, we just looked at a lot of things on the surface because they made us surface dwellers. Yeah, at the same time, if one who's surfacing, they see even what's on the surface, that they can go deeper than the surface. That's why we were good at surfing. We were the ones surfing before anybody. And they wanted to say it sounded like it was somebody else. Nah, we were the daredevils. We've been the daredevils before anybody. We were dare to even be in the devil. We even dared the devil. I dare you. We came up with the double dare. Mm. Ain't nobody come up with that stuff. That was us. So that we think that, oh, the man didn't know that he, and first of all, he is not the man. Why are you calling him that anyway? If your mind is already in a world that's not yours, then that ain't your world.
Mm.
And here's the other thing.
There it is.
If you're dissing us to talk about them, yeah, exactly. Mm. If you're dissing us and talking about them, then you're already talking about them and not talking about us. That's what makes it separate.
Man. Woo, y'all. The smoking mirror.
You can't say the Asian people this and not know that we got Buddha people. That's us, Nagus, Buddha. If your history in yourself, that's the reason why you have in a self-hatred environment thought. And then here's this mirror effect you have, as they call it, an attack. The same mirror that you have in the desert is called a mirage. You end up seeing something that really ain't there. And now it's up to you to figure out, are you going to still go through acting like that's what it is? Or are you going to face the truth and say, you know what, time up.
Time up, you know, eternal. We have to do a broadcast and say time up. And what, matter of fact, I'm gonna put that on the books too. But what that really is about, the breakdown of time up. You know, it comes to a point. I feel that on a soul level, you guys, you know, like, and I know a lot of us are coming into the knowing now that okay, maybe the ritualistic lifestyle in which I have partaken in or that is surrounding me, maybe, you know, maybe I can shake myself up out of this. Or maybe, you know, maybe I should do something different. Maybe, as Eternal always says, maybe time is up. You know, maybe it's time for us to do something different. You know what I mean? In this world, you know, maybe time's up and maybe we are shifting, regardless of how long it's been, 100 years, 1,000 years, you know. I don't even think it matters about how long, but the fact that the energy space that we are in, that we can feel, and that we can definitely, that is evident and we can witness, is taking us to not the illusionary world, to where that particular energy space, you know, the frequency of the world was at such a degree, but now that degree has elevated. I think that's a good way to break it down. And with that, a lot of the frequencies of the era that we are coming out of is just not working anymore, you guys. Hollywood being one of them. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and wrap up, guys. Thank you. Hollywood was a part of, as they say, 3D frequency. Okay, let's just for the record, let's just say 3D frequency. And we are now you know, 4, we're now approaching 5D frequency to where we have to create, you know what I mean, Enhancing Awareness Radio, okay? This is the frequency where Enhancing Awareness Radio will thrive, okay? So
that was another reason why I didn't lose faith in you, man. I was like, nah, the name itself is perfect. Like, why not?
Yeah.
We're enhancing the radio.
Because you already knew where this was going, you know, and internal, you know, the way that it happened. I had to break that down. I may do a podcast, but the way that it happened, brother, was so divine that it's going to blow you out the water, how it happened. That's why I didn't give up on me, because remember when you said, like, you step out there and you try something different and the universe or spirit or soul will compliment you? When I stepped out on a whim and jumped off the cliff in 2013 with Enhancing Awareness Radio, the way that the universe had my back in confirmation was so divine and so mind-blowing, I could not ignore it.
Perfect.
That's Enhancing Awareness Radio. So that's why I am confident in stating that Enhancing Awareness Radio is one of the number one thriving radio frequency podcasts around the world. All right. So with that being said, guys, join us tomorrow for another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. We're going to be talking about the family bloodlines and has your bloodline become your prison. And I don't mean, when I say prison, I don't mean it as prison to be a bad thing, but what I mean is for it to be an educational thing. You know, have the behaviors of your bloodline, has that been keeping the bloodline entrapped in a certain frequency? That is what I mean by the prison. You know what I'm saying? Has the behaviors of your bloodline keeping you trapped in certain frequencies that the whole entire bloodline cannot grow?
Absolutely.
That is what I mean by prison. Okay? So we're going to break that down and talk about it. What was that?
Family curse. Family curse, man.
Family
that's
curse. That's the curse. Yeah, that's the curse. I don't feel that it's a curse that somebody put on you, you know, hoodoo and all that, because we put curses on ourselves.
Exactly.
So
and that makes it a point where the Hollywood was able to use it in the Boule aspect. So to get them to come in more was to flip it again and say, look, you want this big old, this portion of this motion picture, I got to have you at least take your mom out. All right, do something big, you know, and that's where they got, you know, like Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey, people like that.
Yeah.
Like, you really got to do the research. Even with little Annie.
Yeah.
Like, they wanted to touch this child, do perversion. It was so much of the demoralizing you in order to be a part of that system that you didn't want to be in no more. That's why Macaulay Culkin, basically a lot of people with Britney Spears. Yeah, they had to jump back out. Yeah. Like, hey, what's going on with this person?
I respect the Sag energy a lot because I'm a Gemini, you know, and she's a Sag energy. She's a Sag energy that did not go along. She didn't play along. Brittany did not want to play along. So she has her story on Hulu where she actually spoke out. It's about an hour long, but it is some. If you watch it, it's on Hulu. Type in Britney Spears.
Okay.
It's powerful. Right. Go to Hulu. Type in Britney Spears. It's about an hour long.
Yeah, because she cut the hair and everything.
I mean, she told the truth. It's all she did. Eternal. All she did was.
But I know they were talking about
the
child.
They used her children. They use her children as a carrot to control her, is what they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They do her, and I don't even want to say they do her wrong because, you know, even she is a part of whatever she's bound to,
the blood.
You know, or that family's
that
bound
blood.
To, whatever blood she's bound
yeah.
to, you know, because yeah. I don't feel sorry for her because she's tied to that for some reason, okay?
She wanted
so
it. She wanted
tied,
some things in her.
She wanted it.
Yeah.
So
you know what you want.
Sorry for
you
her.
Got it.
But she wants, so again, have you become prisoner to your bloodline? Y'all see where we're going with that podcast? You see where we're going with the podcast? Okay?
Destiny,
there's a method. There is a method to everything we do here at Ear. And I promise you guys, the divinity of these podcasts are not controlled by me. They're not. So, you know, and I'm blown away at how it just falls together. All I am is a vessel. That's it.
Oh,
so,
that's all you got to be. That's it.
You know, I mean, the creator and the vessel. You know, I'm all of it. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
reflections of me creating all of it. Okay, how about that?
Mm.
So, so guys, anyway, this has been a great podcast, guys. I enjoyed this one. Again, this one was supposed to be done in November, but I now understand and overstand why it was to be done in this order. All right? So join us tomorrow for that powerful podcast as well. Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out.
So, you know, from the idea of what Lodge is, from our Lodge of Thought, we discharge ourselves like military, the Army, and the Marines, the Mar and the Marines. The head of Aries is Arise. So Arise, Aries. And we're going through a whole body. You cut off the head and it'll be the rejected stone. This is the reason why Mother has been known as the Nephilim. Netherland as Athena. Created the Othello to not want to be himself so that he go to someone else. We bow down to a tree, yet it's artificially in the room. With presence that's now someone's past, yet we don't bow down to our own feminine energy that's right there in the room being present. This is the point of saying, how are you really you? Or you're being squared into a box, and you say you're on your square, yet the square is also a triangle and a circle. You have to see perceptions of how you lay on the floor, sit on that floor, and then stand on that floor. Not saying that you're standing on the floor if you really want to go there. You're standing in the floor. Now you really know how you share life with everything else. You're a coexistence. So how do you coexist with everything else? Your manners is mana. Your mana is how you use that honor. To honor yourself as much as you honor your mother. Not just be an MF-er, but a mother-father connection. Your connection to how your child is you. You're learning everything from the child aspect. When you learn, you do better when you know better. That's where your nose knows. Nose, like nose ledge. There is no ledge to your thoughts. As long as you don't pledge your thoughts to be spledged as a hammer. Being fruitful and multiply as ham, but with myrrh as in love, yet forgotten. Hold that hand. Interact where intimacy is needed and necessary. But we forgot how to love one another, my sister, my brother. We're part of each other. And whether we think it or not, even the other could be a part of something, even though he might not be your lover. It's just a point of saying we can coexist at one point, even in the mist, as math, is ma'at. Ma'at for ma'ati, everything from the mattress that we see ourselves laying in bed or be dead, if you know the jed as the pillar, to four pillars to your life, north, east, west, and south. Use a spiritual of your soul. Once you know your soul connection, David as the divider, becomes how the six-pointed star, not just a five divided, but a six having your etheric energy to your non-etheric energy flowing. So now your non-etheric will be your basic, how you call it, a blueprint to your thoughts. Ashe. Good things.
Everything's well.
Ashe. Everything's well. How are you, brother?